This message comes from NPR sponsor, Delta Airlines. When you think about it, half the trips the world takes are trips home, and those at Delta are travelers just like you. That's why they try to make you feel at home long before you even get there.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Grammarly. Change the way you write with Grammarly Go, offering personalized generative AI communication assistance. Grammarly Go helps you ideate, compose, rewrite, and reply thoughtfully. Go to Grammarly.com/go.
Hey, everyone. Happy Friday. I'm Robin Hilton from NPR Music. I'm here with contributor Serena Turos.
Hey, Robin.
WXPN's John Morrison.
Hey, what's up, Robin?
And WBGO's Nicole Sweeney.
Hi there, Robin.
It's New Music Friday, which means that a whole bunch of albums and EPs are out today. It's April 21st. We're going to flag some of the best releases out for you now, starting with Everything But The Girl. The band is back with its first new album in 24 years. It's called Fuse. This is the song Nothing Left to Lose.
I need a thicker skin. This pain keeps getting in. Tell me what to do. I've always listened to you. And I'm here at your door. And I've been here before. Tell me what to do. 'Cause nothing works without you.
You know, in the 80s, Everything But The Girl, they made a handful of really gorgeous records combining jazz and folk, but then later records sprinkled in pop and rock. And a lot of those records still hold up beautifully. I was first introduced to this band in the 90s when they became primarily known for bringing those influences into the world of electronic dance music. And Tracy Thorn's voice essentially was like the sound of club music and electronic music at large during that time. And with this album, Fuse, a lot of the songs here have a nod to those earlier influences, but they're leaning all the way in on the electronic sound. Thorne's voice has aged beautifully. The production here is emotive. It's bass heavy, very contemporary sound, but it also has some nice tinges of nostalgia too.
Yeah, this group is new to me. It's been 24 years since they put out music together. That's not, you know, very much shorter than the time I've been alive. But, you know, I've always been interested in creative partnership. And especially here, I think, you know, they've been in a relationship for several decades. And the reason they said they stopped putting out music together is they had twins and they wanted to focus on being parents and stepping away from the spotlight since they've been in it since they were teenagers. And, you know, I was thinking about this idea that what are the bounds of creative partnership, you know, when you're with a person and, you know, how do you not make one problem in one aspect of your life bleed into another? Like, let's say somebody left crumbs on the countertop and then suddenly you're in the studio and you're mad at all of their ideas. None of them work for you. And so, you know, I thought it was interesting that they have both put out music by themselves in the interim, but they have kept the boundaries of their professional lives and their personal lives very, very strict until I was reading that, you know, quarantine came around and they were, you know, in lockdown for about 2 years. And then they just kind of decided like, okay, what if this is the last chance we have to do this? You know, what would that look like? What would that mean? And that they were even scared to call it an Everything But The Girl record. For a while, they were just like, nobody needs to know about this. If we try and fail, we're the only ones who will know. But I do think it really succeeds. Like, I was going back through their catalog and just thinking about how massive their influence is on artists I never would have even imagined. I was like, oh, well, this was Sylvanesso before Sylvanesso was Sylvanesso. Or thinking about that track, Nothing Left to Lose, I was like, oh, well, this is a beat that, like, Colello would love.
Yeah, you know, overall, I was surprised by how just vibrant and current the album sounds. There's one song in particular on this album that I really loved. It's called When You Mess Up.
You seem so young again. I think that's because you're in pain. Don't be so hard on yourself. For God's sake, have a cigarette. And don't stoop to laugh at yourself. Have another cigarette. Have a drink, talk too loud. Be a fool in the crowd. But forgive yourself. Forgive yourself.
It's full of all of this wisdom, you know, that you usually only get when you've traveled around the sun as many times as they have. Have a drink, talk too loud, you know, be a fool in the crowd, but forgive yourself. And then later Tracy Thorn sings, you know, in a world of microaggressions, little human transgressions, forgive yourself. I don't know, that reminded me of stuff like the Sufi poet Rumi writes about. I mean, that's some hard-won wisdom, I think. And in that regard, this is a record that I think they could only have made at this point in their life after they've raised kids and had a family and all the growing up that they've done in these past couple of decades.
Yeah. And it's interesting going back to being a parent. I promise I won't always make that a theme, but I think when you mess up is a theme. when you're a parent, you're constantly messing up, but you always have to remind yourself to forgive yourself. Enjoy that drink. Have that cigarette away from the kids, of course. But I like that one too.
It's funny because in that song, they keep making the point that messing up is somehow like that's something unique to being youthful. And that one part didn't ring true for me because I heard that. I thought, you're never going to stop messing up. Everything But the Girl, the duo back with its first new album in nearly a quarter century. It's called Fuse. Also out today is a new one from the rapper, producer, and jazz artist Alpha Mist. It's called Variables. This is the song Borderline.
Written in the stars, this shit is a mirage. 1 minute you advance, then hidden in the grass. Now your brightest ideas are the dimmest in the class. You sober up, see your uncle living in his car. You would help him out, but you're the splitting image of your father. So giving is a task.
It's a task.
But maybe you could do this mission in the mask. It's a waste of time thinking of the past. You're paying mind to figures in the dark. You're scared of them compared to them. We were flipping in the Gaza, where they could pour a small glass, sipping on the drama. They say what we're witnessing is karma. The guilty wouldn't be so aggressive. The innocent are karma, telling me to smile while I grin. It's a disaster. Finishing your masters, your dinner and your afters. I'm sitting with my guard up. Work hard, but it's hard luck. My skin is dark blood. That means you know who I am before I talk, right? And you propose I was damaged at the source, right? You get family support, I support mine. No handouts, had to force mine. The day I get bored, I'm borderline. Everyday trauma, normalized. Free options, music, sport, or crime.
My notes are so long, I can kind of go on and on and on about this album. It's one that I feel like for 2023, it's going to be on a favorite list already for me. This is definitely an album about a journey, borderline, and as we heard in those last three lines, three options, music, sport, or crime, that's coming from his growing up in London and in England, where he says it really, those were his three options as a brown boy growing up. And it's interesting, you get really a true journey musically because it is hip hop, you're getting storytelling, you're getting jazz, but it's also, and I feel like a theme that we're hearing so much in music, it's not really a full genre that you can pinpoint, it's just good music. Because in Forward, that's the first track, it's so driving, I immediately thought of Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. Very 2023, and you're getting feel good music. So it's an album that everyone can dive into, I think, whether you're a traditional jazz artist or you're someone that's into hip hop, even a little bit of soul.
Yeah, the range on this record is really crazy. you know, Nicole, as you pointed out, forward. He comes out the gate swinging with like this big, it's like a big band. And then immediately to follow that with Borderline, which is like a straight up hip hop track with that beautiful electric piano. You have a song like Aged Eyes.
It's been 17 days, and I miss you from far away. Heaven knows, was in front of you, felt like I could hardly breathe.
Which is like this melancholy R&B slash jazz tune. This record encompasses so much music, but it don't feel like half-baked or like eclectic for the sake of being eclectic or like you're pulling a card trick with genre. Like a lot of Alpha Myst's prior music and his prior albums, it all feels like it inhabits the same world and it makes sense and it serves the whole idea.
There aren't a ton of lyrics on this record, but boy, the writing is so sharp. The way he can turn a phrase or the way he looks at things. It's just like, it's so subtle, you know, it's never too on the nose, but he can go so deep in these really understated ways that I love. Like on that song Borderline that we opened up with, it's about so many things, but, you know, in part about the life that we're given and what we do with it. And, you know, kind of like what you were saying earlier, Nicole, how do we get where we are in life? Are we the products of destiny, of our own making, of our environment, or the people who raise us? But at one point he says, "Now your brightest ideas are the dimmest in the class. You sober up, see your uncle living in his car. You'd help him out, but you're the spitting image of your father." Like, there is so much.
That's deep.
And that there's so much going on there. Like, you have, oh my God, the whole arc of life in just those couple of short little lines, right? And like I said, he just goes so deep in just such a short amount of time. Alpha Myst, his new album out now on April 21st, is called Variables. All right, another big release for today is a new solo album from August D, otherwise known as Suga, from the K-pop band BTS. His debut full-length album is called D-Day. This is the song Hegum.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've often thought that Suga was done dirtiest by BTS's pivot to English language singles over the last few years, and, you know, moving away from their hip-hop origins and cutting cyphers from their live shows and albums, you know, especially because he has not really been interested in, you know, making concessions to expressing himself. I like to think of Suga, who's this really shy, quiet, insular guy, as like, you know, if Jimin is their Justin, Suga is their Timbaland. He is the studio rat. He is the producer rapper interested in creative collaboration. And he's also just such an incisive writer. Like, Hegum, that word, that's a traditional Korean string instrument that has this really striking timbre and cuts through a lot of noise. And so when he says on this song is a Hegum, that's what he's doing. He's cutting through the noise when he's talking about how living in the information economy promotes fear and hatred and confusion. And so in some ways, this kind of fits into what he's always kind of sung and rapped about on paranoia and fear and living in a world that's not really suited for young people anymore, that the problems keep accumulating and people in power are not addressing them. But in other ways, he has come so far. On this very first song, D-Day, he starts the album off singing, like, the future's gonna be okay.
Future's gonna be okay. Okay, okay, look at the mirror and I see no pain. I die for real till the day, but it's gonna be okay. Time for some paycheck and I'm riding downtown.
Switch, switch, oh, oh, time taking it on.
Future's gonna be okay. Okay, okay, look at the mirror and I see no pain. I die for real, ask karma, gon' be coming back for me. Time for some paycheck and I'm riding downtown.
Switch, switch, oh, oh, time taking it on.
And I don't think that's something we would have gotten from Suga in 2016 or even in 2020.
Yeah, he has said that this is an album about self-liberation. I mean, obviously the title itself is a reference to a pretty big historic liberation. I wouldn't say that this record is anything on that scale, but it is pretty big and pretty bold and ambitious. And it hit, you know, it's a pretty hard-hitting hip-hop album at times. I think for me, the biggest barrier to entry for BTS and their music for me has always been that it's a little too sunny. Maybe sunny isn't the right word, mm-hmm. but maybe just too perfect. But I think what I really love about this solo record is that he is not afraid to get a little dark, a little gritty. And I think that this is a little ragged in places in ways that I like.
You know, I don't think I've ever sat and listened to BTS, but their performance on SNL blew me away.
Like, yeah.
Like they came out like New Edition
crazy.
Or some shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Energy was like on a beam. I was like, wow. But yeah, like they did was kind of like a cypher thing, like
That's
Serena was saying. Like they got in like a circle and one of them like started like really going in. And I don't know Korean, but I know rap. And I was like, yo, I don't know what he's saying, but
right.
you
that
could,
was what I said.
You know, you
I
could
was
feel.
Like, yo, I was like, I don't know what he's saying, but I feel it. And
yeah.
I guess at the end of the day, that's what matters, right?
Yeah, I love that you've honed in on this darker sound, because I feel like that's what I loved about earlier BTS albums. And I love that he is bringing this back and people are now going to, you know, hopefully use this project as a gateway to exploring some of their older work.
August D, otherwise known as Suga from BTS, his debut solo album is called D-Day. It's out now on April 21st, along with a few others that we still want to highlight for you this week. But first, we need to take a short break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu. This message comes from NPR sponsor Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth/whatsyourwhy.
Last year, over 20,000 people joined the Body Electric study to change their sedentary, screen-filled lives. And guess what?
We saw amazing effects.
Now you can try NPR's Body Electric Challenge yourself. Listen to updated and new episodes wherever you get your podcasts.
It's New Music Friday from NPR. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Serena Turos, John Morrison, and Nicole Sweeney, and we're looking at the best albums out now on April 21st. We start the second half of the show off with the duo Rodrigo y Gabriela. Their new album out today is called In Between Thoughts, A New World. This is the song True Nature.
Yeah, Rodrigo E. Gabriela, the Mexican guitar duo. This album, to me, it shows just how broad and malleable this Spanish guitar style can be. It'll pull you in deep with its fire and technical virtuosity, but it also takes you on a journey, which, you know, sometimes people struggle with connecting with instrumental music. I couldn't imagine anybody would have a problem with that here. This music has so much, like you could feel the history in it, but it also feels very cutting edge and just has, like, I go back to this feeling of fire. It has so much like oomph and energy to it.
It's interesting you say that because, of course, being a jazz radio DJ, I've had so many friends say, like, how do you listen to music with no words? And I'm like, all the time, because if you connect with the instrument, it has its own words. And this is that kind of an album. And there's a cinematic quality. I was listening to The Ride of the Mind. And all I know is I felt myself at the edge of a cliff where something's coming at you and you got to decide, are you jumping over this cliff and something miraculous is going to happen? What's that one with the guy that wears the hat? You guys know the movie, but it was really great.
Indiana Jones?
Indiana Jones. I was on the Temple of Doom on that one. But it's really great to have just instruments become something else.
It's funny for me because I remember before anybody really had personal computers, and when I was in school, if you wanted to get on the internet, you'd have to go to like your middle school library or something. And when people were really getting into guitar music, everybody would pull up this Avenged Sevenfold song, Through the Fire and Flames. And then the other song people used to pull up was a Rodrigo y Gabriela song. But I feel like it just speaks to the fact that this is such visceral music, but I'd say my favorite songs of theirs are always kind of quieter and softer and sweeter. So like on this one, I really love the middle of the journey that the eye that catches the dream takes. Gets, you know, sweeter, it turns into a bit of a lullaby, but they do have just incredible range.
Rodrigo y Gabriela, their new album together is called In Between Thoughts, A New World. Also out now on April 21st is a new one from the reggae collective Easy Star All Stars. It's a complete remake of David Bowie's The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars as a dub album. It's called Ziggy Stardub. This is the title cut, Ziggy Stardust. It features The Skints.
Excited to dive into this one. Easy Star All Stars, their first album in 11 years. They've done Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. They've done the music of Michael Jackson. But can you imagine David Bowie turning into reggae? You know, my family is from the islands, and one of the sayings of Jamaica is, out of many, one people, because we just embrace everybody and everything. We really embrace all cultures, and all cultures are a part of us. So there were certain songs that had me like flicking my lighter, and as we do like in the reggae basement
alone,
bashments,
at home. Yeah.
I was, you know, banging on my walls because it really took me back to that original hometown reggae parties that I'm used to. But again, the music of David Bowie. So it's just a crazy celebration going on with this record.
As a huge fan of David Bowie and Jamaican music, I found this album to be real cool and inventive and clever. There's a very meta reference slash callback on this album that blew me away as soon as I hit play. So the version of Hang On To Yourself on this album, it features Fishbone and Johnny Go Figure. And the band is replaying Wayne Smith's 1985 hit Under Me Slang Tang, or aka the Slang Tang Rhythm, right? So that tune revolutionized Jamaican music. It pushed the creation of reggae from being something, you know, done primarily with acoustic instruments towards it being based on electronic instrumental rhythms. So how is David Bowie connected to this? The Slang Tang Rhythm is actually a preset rhythm on the Casio MT40 keyboard. This preset was created by a Japanese programmer, a woman named Okuda Hiroko, and it's long been suspected that she created that Casio preset based on David Bowie's Hang On To Yourself.
Nice.
So if you listen to the original Bowie tune, it has that Chuck Berry riff. It was like... The Slang Tang is just that Bowie rhythm slowed down. It blew me away. I was like, oh, this is what we doing? You know what I mean? We're pulling this deep into the crates to reimagine this Bowie tune. I was sold immediately off of that.
The Easy Star All-Stars back with another remake of an entire album, this time David Bowie's The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. It's out now on April 21st. And before we wrap up this week's show, let's take a minute to go around the room and flag some of our personal favorites out today. Serena, we'll start with you.
Yeah, my lightning round pick this week is from Lael Neal and their new album, Star Eater's Delight. There's something a little haunting about her voice, and it helps too that she writes primarily on the Omnichord, which has a little bit of spookiness built into it. But this is kind of an album for Luddites, you know, about how to exist in a world that demands too much of your attention and how you can be intentional about the way you move through it. And it was recorded on cassette, which I love because it brings a real warmth to it and a real presence of being in the room, which I think just really delivers that message home.
I wish I could tell you how excited we all were, music makers, when we got away from cassettes. We could finally do digital audio and make shit sound really, really great. It's crazy that it's back, like that's a thing now, that people love the sound of like cassette. I suppose it's true of vinyl too, because as soon as we had CDs, we were like, why would I ever listen to a record again? This is amazing.
You should see this closet next to me. I got so many old tape players.
Oh, yeah.
I have one.
I wish I had an 8-track. That's one. My first record I ever bought was an 8-track. John.
Yeah, my lightning round pick this week is Worldtown Sound System and their new EP, House of Love. Sommergendoci in quest'acqua cristallina, purificando lo spazio per lo spirito.
saltiamo insieme in quest'acqua, perché andando lì alla sorgente è da dove veniamo.
World Town Sound System is a collective of DJs, instrumentalists, and singers from all around the world, but they're based here in my hometown of Philadelphia. And House of Love really reflects that global cosmopolitan spirit. This EP, it combines house music with funk, Afrobeat. It's a big, colorful, celebratory sound. It's arriving just in time for summer. Perfect.
Nicole.
My lightning round pick is Zombie Juice, Love Without Conditions.
Junction size, 1655, you know the vibe. They said I wouldn't make it, well, I guess they lie. I might smoke your top five right on side. That's old rappers, new rappers alike. I heard he got knocked for his eyes. I guess he ain't really about what he write. I walk in, they say I'm a legend. I flex like a wrestler. This shit get a sensor. Yeah, I'm with a baddie and she tryna eat me. Yeah, she call me daddy. I put her to sleep. That's a freak of the leash in the back. He ain't beat. I'm off the acid like these times it's me. Mind on my money. That's gang over bitches. That hustlers ambitious. If it wasn't kitchens. Yeah, I'm from the bush. A long way from them bins. Cardi, invincible. Take it explicit. Grab on the ass so she knows.
And Zombie Juice is one third of the hip hop trio Flatbush Zombies. And I'm all about a nice musical journey, and Zombie Juice, there's nothing to be afraid of. Dive right in. A lot of thoughtful storytelling and a plethora of beats.
And I'll mention that there's a new album out today from St. Paul and the Broken Bones. It's called Angels in Science Fiction.
Kiss before you fall asleep. Get lost in your ceiling. Scared as hell.
This is the band's fifth album. Frontman Paul Janeway wrote the record after he learned that he was going to become a father for the first time. So he conceived this album as a series of letters to his then unborn daughter. So there are some very, very sweet and very tender moments on it, but also a little moody in places. You know, the world isn't always beautiful. You got to keep it real, even for your kids. A great record, St. Paul and the Broken Bones. It's called Angels in Science Fiction. And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. My thanks to Serena Turos, John Morrison, and Nicole Sweeney. Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Robin.
If you want to go back and see a complete list of everything that we played on the show, you'll find it in the description of this episode in your podcast feed. You can also hear full versions of all the songs we featured, along with a whole bunch of singles that came out this week in our expanded New Music Friday playlists. Just search for NPR in Spotify or Apple Music. And be sure to sign up for our newsletter to keep up with the latest Tiny Desks, playlists, features, and more. We only send it out once a week on Saturdays, and you'll find it at npr.org/music newsletter. All one word, music newsletter. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. I hope you have a great weekend. Be well, and treat yourself to lots of music.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Dignity Memorial. When your celebration of life is prepaid today, your family is protected tomorrow. Planning ahead is truly one of the best gifts you can give your family. For additional information, visit dignitymemorial.com. This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
All that sitting and swiping, your body is adapting to your technology. Learn how and what you can do about it.
I really felt like the cloud in my brain kind of dissipated. Once I started realizing what a difference these little breaks were making, there's no turning back for me.
Take NPR's Body Electric Challenge. Listen to the series wherever you get your podcasts.